This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Oregon made national headlines this spring when the Bureau of Reclamation announced that the Klamath Project, an irrigation system spanning southern Oregon and northern California, was not going to receive any water deliveries for the first time since the project's creation in 1907. Unfortunately, the Klamath Project curtailment marked the first in a series of water shortages in Oregon, driven by extraordinarily low precipitation, low soil moisture, and abnormally hot temperatures. As spring turned to summer, reports continued to roll in from across the state of severe impacts of the statewide drought on Oregon's farmers and ranchers. The Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration has extended its modified expanded national emergency declaration to provide hours of service regulatory relief to commercial vehicle drivers transporting emergency relief in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The notice extends the exemption through November 30th. The extension provides regulatory relief for commercial motor vehicle operations, providing direct assistance in support of emergency relief efforts related to COVID-19. Types of freight of interest to agriculture covered by the extension include livestock and livestock feed, food, paper products, and other groceries for emergency restocking of distribution centers or stores, and gasoline and diesel fuel. AFBF sent a letter to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack detailing a list of solutions to address critical supply chain issues facing America's farmers and ranchers. AFBF details 7 priorities for USDA to consider in response to President Joe Biden's executive order on America's supply chains. AFBF President Zippy Duvall wrote, "We are now in our 18th month of the COVID-19 pandemic. During this period, our nation has witnessed vulnerabilities throughout the supply chain that haven't been seen before. Supplies of farm inputs like crop protectants, fertilizers, and seeds have been difficult to obtain and expensive to purchase. Highway transportation of farm products and supplies is more expensive and less available today than pre-pandemic levels, and timely maritime transport of value-added agricultural exports is frustrated at best. All the while, agricultural labor, both domestic and foreign, is increasingly difficult to access and expensive, making already small margins even tighter." The American Farm Bureau Federation has submitted recommendations on the definition of Waters of the United States, or WOTUS. The comments were filed with the Environmental Protection Agency and the Army Corps of Engineers. In June 2021, the EPA announced its intent to revise the definition of WOTUS and solicited pre-proposal recommendations. In the recommendations, AFBF expresses disappointment in EPA's decision to replace the Navigable Waters Protection Rule, or NWPR, and explains why the rule should be left in place. To correct the fatal flaws in the 2015 WOTUS rule, the agencies carefully struck a reasonable and appropriate balance between federal and state waters, that is, intended to ensure that the agencies operate within the scope of the federal government's authority over navigable waters. The NWPR also brought an end to all of the uncertainty created by the agency's aggressive assertions of jurisdiction under prior definitions by including categorical bright lines to improve clarity and predictability. The agencies can ensure clean water for all Americans through a blend of the CWA's regulatory and non-regulatory approaches, just as Congress intended. It is unnecessary and unlawful to define non-navigable intrastate, mostly dry features that are far removed from navigable waters as waters of the United States to try to achieve the Act's objective. AFBF's recommendations to EPA and the Corps include ensuring that any new regulations adhere to Supreme Court precedents, use Congress's CWA policy as a guidepost in rulemaking, define WOTUS in clear terms that are easy to apply in the field, limit jurisdiction over non-navigable tributaries, limit jurisdiction of wetlands to those that abut other WOTUS, and exclude prior converted cropland. In April, EPA Administrator Michael Regan told Congress he does not intend to go back to the 2015 definition of WOTUS. He said during a House Appropriations Subcommittee budget hearing, "We don't have any intention of going back to the original Obama Waters of the U.S. verbatim." Regan also committed to a rule that is not overly burdensome. Any attempt to regulate typically dry, low spots on farmland and pastures as jurisdictional waters would undeniably constitute overly burdensome regulation. As explained in AFBF's recommendations, it would mean any activity on those lands that moves dirt could be subject to regulation. Everyday activities such as plowing, planting, or fence building could trigger harsh civil or even criminal penalties unless a permit is obtained. Federal permitting would require tens of thousands of dollars in additional costs, which is beyond the means of many farm and ranch families and can take years to obtain. It has been a tumultuous 16 months for the ethanol industry and corn growers. After a brief celebration of rebounded demand after COVID-19 impacts, a series of court decisions could hold the industry back from its growing role in greenhouse gas emission reductions. And without congressional action directing the future of the renewable fuel standard, the Environmental Protection Agency is left to decide whether or not to increase ethanol demand beyond current outlook levels that peg industry demand at its lowest level since 2014. Boosting corn ethanol demand and increasing blending levels can help the industry make a full recovery and push overall corn demand higher, boosting prices for farmers. For fiscal year 2021, the Agriculture Department projects net farm income to increase $18.5 billion from 2020, or 19.5% to $113 billion. Veronica Nye, senior economist at AFBF, explained that the forecast puts net farm income at the highest level since 2013. Nye said we hit a low of $62 billion back in 2016. Reaching $113 billion in 2021 is certainly an impressive turnaround for the sector. 68% of that increase in receipts is due to a price impact, which means about 30% of that increase is due to increases in the quantity sold. AFBF President Zippy Duvall recently sent a letter to congressional leadership expressing deep concerns about the reconciliation package the House will begin considering this month. AFBF urged lawmakers to avoid tax increases on America's farmers and ranchers and ensure transparency and stakeholder involvement throughout the legislative process. Congress is considering another massive partisan bill through reconciliation, which would be paid for by steep tax hikes on farmers and ranchers. Duvall wrote that despite all claims to the contrary, these tax increases will have a disproportionate impact on American family farms, stifle economic growth and rural prosperity, and could lead to further consolidation across the agricultural sector, putting multi-generational family farms in jeopardy. AFBF, along with 46 state farm bureaus and 280 organizations representing family-owned agribusinesses, sent a letter to congressional leaders urging them to leave important tax policies in place as they draft legislation implementing President Biden's Build Back Better agenda. The letter addresses four key tax provisions that make it possible for farmers and ranchers to survive and pass their businesses on to the next generation: estate taxes, stepped-up basis, 199A small business deduction, and like-kind exchanges. The letter states, "The policies Congress enacts now will determine agricultural producers' ability to secure affordable land to start or expand their operations. Regardless of whether a business has already been passed down through multiple generations or is just starting out, the key to their longevity is a continued ability to transition when a family member or business partner dies. For this reason, we firmly believe the current federal estate tax code provisions must be maintained." And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.